Romy, we're here to inform, educate, protect, and entertain those Arizona homeowners that call in. Let's go to the lines. We've got Linda, Marilyn, Dennis, Mark. Where are we going to start?
Linda and Chandler, welcome to the program.
Dennis, you're up next. Hang on, buddy. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
So my question is, I'm putting in a tile shower in my master bathroom and changing the fixtures. And now I think I need to get a water softener so I don't have any mineral buildup.
Okay.
And I'm just a little confused on what I should go with. I've talked to a plumber, and I sometimes feel like I'm getting unbiased opinions just because they're maybe trying to sell me their product that they like or that they're used to.
Yeah, probably so.
But I just didn't know if I've gone online, if water softener or there's water conditioners.
Uh-huh.
I want one that works, that I know that I'm gonna work, that's going to work. And some of the reviews that I see online for some, what they call water conditioners, yet the other plumber is saying, oh, no, it's the right one.
Linda, here, since you're computer savvy and you're comfortable cruising the internet, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. And in the search engine on our website, type in water softener.
I have.
Okay. You've seen all the articles we got there. Is a water softener worth the money? Why your home should have a water filtering system? Hard facts about 6 common water treatment softening myths. That's a good one right there. You ought to click on that one. That's a really good one. How can I remove and prevent lime scale? What's the best way to shop for water treatment equipment? That's another really good one. You ought to read that one too. Listen, there are a lot of systems out there. Water treatment probably is one of the industries that has more misconceptions and snake oil salespeople than almost any other industry. Linda, I can take a 5-gallon bucket of water, fill it from my hose, and just stir it around with a paddle. That's water treatment. I'm aerating that water. So you don't have to do very much to water for them to be able, the marketing department of your company, to be able to call it water treatment. There are little magnetic electric, you know, devices that they put on the pipe as it comes in the house. It's doing something to the water. There's still a lot of, the jury's out as to far as what it's doing and how long is it doing it for. But you specifically mentioned you want to get rid of the spots and the lime and the calcium buildup. The only way you're going to do that, there are two ways to get rid of the minerals in your water from that like to spot and build up on your plumbing fixtures. We can do it with a nano filter system and not add any salt to the water at all. Okay, that's a fairly expensive system. It's usually limited to only specialized medical, pharmaceutical, commercial applications, but it can be done. A lot of people start asking me, well, they've got this misconception that softened water, which adds potassium, sodium, which is salt, to the water is unhealthy to drink. What most people don't realize is a glass of softened water is one sixth. I think it's either 1/5 or 1/6 the amount of sodium in a can of Coke. It's 1/10 the amount of sodium in a slice of bread. So this salt-free wave, this salt-free surge of information that's hit the water softening industry, I think is a bunch of hooey. So if anyone selling water treatment equipment is trying to use salt to scare you, or they're trying to use the risk of municipal supplied water to you, in my mind, those are two indications you probably aren't shopping with the right people. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. We certify very few water treatment companies. You'll find them there at Rosie on the House. In the Phoenix Metro Market, it's Water Treatment Technologies. And all about water. They are the place to go. When we get back, it's Marilyn, Dennis, and Mark.